It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and my guest today is Jill Jensen-Candel, who is an author and also a Valley City native. Jill, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, it's wonderful to be here. Thank you, Steve.
Jill is going to be in town on Thursday, June 9th at the library. I'll let her tell us a little bit about that. Before we get to the event that she'll be in town at the Valley City Barnes County Public Library, let's talk a little bit about yourself. You grew up here and you graduated from here.
I did. Grew up in Valley City, went to Valley City High School, graduated in the class of 73. I can't believe it's that long ago. And went on to Mary College and got a degree in nursing. So, yep, most of my young life was spent in North Dakota.
Well, it sounds like nursing, you did some other vocations before you kind of found your passion writing at the age of 40.
I did. Yeah, I nursed for about probably 4 years, not a real long time. And then I met this man from the Netherlands, and we got married and spent 10 years living overseas. So at that time, my nursing came in really handy, but I wasn't working as a nurse. But we lived in some really remote places. We moved to Zambia, Africa, and lived there for 6 years in a little tiny village that was a 10-hour canoe ride away from our nearest neighbors. So I was glad to have my nursing background just for all the life things that go on when there's not a doctor around.
You know, it's interesting. You mentioned a 10-hour canoe ride. Was water easily accessible, or did you have a long distance for that?
You mean drinking water?
Right, yeah.
Drinking water was fairly easily accessible, but it was full of a lot of diseases. It wasn't clean water, so I had to boil all the water before we could drink it. But we did have water where we lived, yeah.
Well, it sounds like you've gone through a lot and have had lots of these experiences. Is that kind of what gave you the passion to start writing books?
Yeah, it is. I came home, and one of the things odd about living in different countries and being married to a man from a different country is I was lacking so much basic knowledge, like things my husband grew up knowing about the Netherlands I didn't know. So I was just curious and trying to fill in the gaps and started writing to make sense of my own life. And that led to essays and some publications and stories and eventually to writing some books. Yep.
Well, let's talk about your book, The Clean Daughter. And it's called The Clean Daughter, a cross-continental memoir that you're going to be presenting on June 9th here in Valley City. Talk a little bit about the focus behind that.
The Clean Daughter is my second book, and I wrote it trying to understand my Dutch family, primarily my father-in-law, and we were very different people, very different personalities, and we never developed the relationship that I had hoped for. So after he died, I couldn't quite come to grips with a lot of things that had happened between us, so I started writing about it. So the book follows my husband and I through Zambia and the UK and Indonesia, and it primarily, however, circles around my relationship with my father-in-law.
So it's an interesting kind of biography memoir then about things that actually happened to you and interactions.
Yeah. Yeah, and it led me to do a lot of research because he had grown up in the Netherlands, my father-in-law, as a child during World War II, and at that time they were occupied by Nazi Germany. So I ended up taking several trips to the Netherlands again and studying World War II and what had happened in the Netherlands. And he also chose at the end of his life to use euthanasia to die. And he was still a healthy man, and it was legal. So I spent a lot of time researching the progression of euthanasia in the Netherlands and how the laws came to be what they were when he was able to use them. So part of the book is memoir, and part of it is just researching things that I was curious about but also needed to tie some loose ends together in my own life to make sense of.
I heard you say a healthy man who decided to use, in that country, legalize euthanasia. Very controversial topic in here, this country, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Right now, there are 9 states where euthanasia is legal, and the District of Columbia. And it's changed a lot in the Netherlands. It's been legal there since 2002. So I think one of the interesting things about what I found out was if we want to learn more about euthanasia, what better place to start than the first country in the world that legalized it, and what has happened to them over the past 20 years and what issues they face today.
Wow. Yeah. Well, it looks like you've got our attention, and people who are interested in being a part of your book signing event or book reading event, tell us about that.
So I'm going to be speaking at the library in Valley City, which I grew up going to, and I just love it. It's an old Carnegie library. And I'm going to be bringing some Dutch cookies and Dutch candies and bring a door prize. I'll read for a little bit. And we'll do a Q&A, and I'll be selling signed copies of my books if people would like to buy them.
Very good. Well, thank you, Jill, and we wish you all the best when you hit the Valley City here, okay?
Okay, thanks very much.
There's Jill Jensen Candell, who's the author of The Clean Daughter, Cross-Continental Memoir. They, of course, book signing and also book reading will be held on June 9th at 5:30 p.m. at the Valley City Barnes County Public Library, and all are welcome. That'll wrap up our Voice of the Valley for today.